Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. Not all clients are worth keeping, and not all clients are worth growing. Some of your clients just have very poor incremental sales value to you. They spend the least, they have the lowest level of engagements, they really only consider you as a vendor. Oftentimes, they're difficult to work with and very demanding. These clients can be serial shoppers. They negotiate heavily for concessions and take a long time to make decisions. You know, they're probably clients that you knew you shouldn't have engaged with at all and are regretting it. Because we have to learn how to trust that feeling in our stomach. If it feels like it's going to be a bad client, it probably is a bad client. Generally speaking, I think these are the kinds of clients that should be fired. Anyone that consistently negotiates every price and term on your agreement, consistently asks for concessions, don't respond back in a timely manner, are really demanding or rude, that don't answer business-related questions to help you qualify, or simply are not profitable. In my experience, I've kind of come across five different categories of clients that I think we need to be concerned about and you need to consider firing. Category one is the no one else matters clients. These are those clients that expect you to work for them and only them all of the time. They drag quick calls into 90-minute meetings, and they turn 90-minute meetings into all-day events. They call you on the weekends, they call you on your cell phone, and I've learned over the years that these relationships almost never work out. And indeed, they often turn ugly when their inappropriate expectations aren't met or when you're not available to them when they expect it. I fired one of these, I expect you to be in my office at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning clients after only 1 month of service at Engage, and man, it was worth it. The second kind of client you should fire is what I call the sword of Damocles client. You need to walk away from any client who consistently peppers you with threats. Perhaps they threaten to withhold payment, leave for the competition, shop your solution around. Whatever the threat, you can't do your best work for them if you're constantly under that negative pressure. So recently, a staffing agency I work with fired a customer who used at least, you know, or else I will, in every meeting. As soon as that client was fired, morale in the office improved, and the client was replaced within a month. The third client you need to fire is the check is in the mail client. So let's face it, even if you work for a bank, you are not a bank. Cash flow is the lifeblood of your business. When a client starts abusing the financial aspect of your relationship, you have to talk to them immediately. If they won't rectify the situation, stop working with them until they do, or fire them immediately. If a client stands to decimate your cash flow and profitability, you have to get rid of them, no matter how prestigious they are. Recently, a software client of ours at Engage cut off support and turned off the online database for a client that was over 90 days late with payment. You know what? That client couriered the check that afternoon. Now, number four, this is what I call the four-letter client. Some language is just not acceptable when directed at people. Everyone has their limits. And while it's one thing to swear like a longshoreman when your golf ball slices into the woods, it's a whole other thing for you and your team to be sworn at, insulted, or berated. After taking a beating from a purchasing agent at a Fortune 100 company twice, I told him that the abuse of me and my team had to stop. He apologized, both in our conversation and in email. But the very next time we met, the abuse resurfaced with language that would seriously put Al Pacino's Scarface to shame. I called the client and terminated the relationship, at which point he said to me, "You know, Colleen, I'm not really a..." And then he used a three-letter word followed by a four-letter word. And that quote quickly became our internal team motto and was trotted out as a joke at all of our sales team meetings. The fifth and last client that you really need to fire is the prima donna. Success and failure needs to be a shared experience. When you and the client achieve a desired outcome, it should be celebrated as a team effort. And when things go awry, there shouldn't be any finger pointing on each side. Each accepts responsibility for their part in what went wrong and quickly resolves the issue. Rarely is a mistake one-sided, but if it is, and all on you, accept responsibility immediately and resolve the issue. Now, if a client is continually parading your joint success as their own singular success, while at the same time foisting all the blame on you for all the failures, your relationship is one-sided and can never be profitable for you. Firing a client, any of these clients, may mean a short-term hit to your organization's profits, but it's critical for the long-term health of your team and your company. Firing a client now frees up time for you to spend more time on profitable clients, but it also provides a boost of morale internally. When you step up and fire a bad customer, you win everybody's trust, loyalty, and respect, especially your own.
You've been listening to the sales leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.